ওপেন দেব স্তুতি, দেব স্তুতি উইল সিং ওয়ান বাই ওয়ান ওয়ান প্যারাগ্রাফ ইচ, ওকে? সো ফার্স্ট ইজ আই এম গোয়িং টু সিং অ্যান্ড দেন ওয়ান বাই ওয়ান ফ্রম দিয়া টু আরুষ টু নতাশা টু অর্জুন টু জয়মিন, ওকে? দিয়া, আরুষ, নতাশা, অর্জুন, জয়মিন, ওকে? ওকে, আই উইল স্টার্ট। হ্যালো, এনিবডি হ্যাজ এনি কোয়েশ্চনস অর সামথিং?
Baji, this is, I just have one question.
Okay, yeah.
Is it where you're
Yeah,
reading the
say.
first one? What was it?
Yeah, I am reading first. It's Dev Stuti.
Yeah, I know. But is it like we're all reading the same
Okay.
one?
First one I'll be reading, second in stanza, then you, third the other person, fourth the other person. So we have to sing the complete poem, okay? One by one we'll be doing, okay?
Okay. Okay.
We'll join our hands.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, one second. Did we lose Anubhavji? One second.
We did.
Hello?
Hi, I think Anubhavji got disconnected.
Yeah, I'm just on chat with him. Just give me a couple of minutes.
Sachinji, do you want me to call him in? I can call him through Vonage.
I'll let you know, Arjun. Just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Anubhavji.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay, so, okay, I'll sing the first stanza then. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, a well-being preacher, let a wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, so unfulfilled prayer. Dear.
May we be kind to all souls and never steal their growth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our gen religion so divine.
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion.
In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we compose, may we always tread the path of righteous, concentrating on our souls.
May we destroy it, karma, that leads to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles.
May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled within ourselves.
O God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being preacher, spread around, destroyed by knowledge, sinful prepare.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so last time what did we do? Which four lines did we do? The satisfaction nectar ones, right? What is satisfaction nectar? Who will tell me? Hello? Arjun, what is satisfaction nectar? Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving a gen religion so divine. So what is satisfaction nectar?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know what is satisfaction?
Yeah, to be satisfied or...
Satisfaction, the word. Yeah. Yeah, so to be satisfied means... What do we mean by when we are satisfied? What do we mean when I say I'm... Happy. Happy in what? Like, satisfied. I'm satisfied with this. Yeah, right. Happy. Correct. Happy. But... Happy with the things available or happy with the things not available? Or in both the situation? I'm satisfied with this. What do you mean by this? Yeah, so like whatever available, whether it is a too little, too short to be or it's too much, we have to remain what? We have to remain satisfied. Okay, I've got this, it's fine. We should not cry for the, no, I should have more. Like we heard the story of that kid who wanted a bigger sweet, right? And he got bitten by that insect inside his room and he was also crying and he didn't get a bigger sweet as... So, we should always be satisfied in whatever we get, right? Okay, so who will tell me the names of five sins? Arush.
Five sins.
Paach paap.
Greed. Stealing. Yes. Violence.
Okay.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Wrong intention.
What? Which one is
wrong intention?
And which one, the fourth one? Yeah, wrong intention. Before wrong intention, what did you say? Fraud.
Accumulation.
What did you say?
Accumulation.
Okay. So again, Okay. Can you repeat all the five ones for me? Again, yeah, Arush. Very good.
Violence, stealing, greed, wrong intention.
Stealing, greed. Wrong intention. Accumulation. Arush, greed is a kashay. It's a passion. So, violence, then the untruth. Okay, to lie. So lying. So once untruths are lie, okay, and then stealing, then wrong intentions, and then accumulation, okay? Who will tell me, Diya, which are the five sins? Paanch paap.
Violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, accumulation.
Excellent, very good. Jaimin, will you tell us?
The
five names of five sins. Yes.
Okay. Ahimsa, falsehood, theft,
very good.
Wrong intentions,
yeah.
And pride?
Not pride. It's a sort of parigraha, something parigraha.
Huh?
Do we call it parigraha or something?
Greed?
No, yeah, it's related to greed, but it's accumulation. We can call it greed, but greed falls under the category of passions. So it's himsa, that is violence. Then falsehood, that is to speak untruth or lie. And then there is theft, stealing. Then there is wrong intentions. And then accumulation, okay? Arjun,
okay.
Can you tell us the five names?
Yeah. Himsa,
yeah.
Chori, Kushai, and Parigraha.
Yeah, and one more. To speak what?
The untruth.
The second one you forgot. Yeah,
it's
violence. Hinsa, so for hinsa, then jhoot. It's jhoot. Hinsa is violence. Untruth means falsehood is jhoot. Okay, jhoot.
Okay.
Asatya.
Yeah.
Or jhoot. Okay. So hinsa, jhoot. Then theft is chori. Chori. Then wrong intention is kushil. Kushil. And then fifth is accumulation, that is parigraha. Parigraha. So it becomes hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigraha. Hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigraha. Natasha, can you tell us five names?
So first, there is violence. There is lying. There is stealing. Wrong intention.
And that?
Accumulation.
What is it? Tell us. Accumulation. You know, accumulate things, to, you know, what do I say? Like when we have so much desire of many things to just collect them. So the collection of the things which we don't need sometimes. Like I can work with a car. One car is enough for me. But now I want 10 cars to be parked right outside my home. So it's not accumulation. I cannot travel in 10 cars at a time. I'll have to travel in one car only if I want to travel. But I want 10 cars. So it's called accumulation. It's called not being satisfied with one car. Then my work could have been done with the one car only, but now I'm not satisfied, so I wanted 9 more. So it's called accumulating cars. Okay, so accumulation. Okay, so it's called parigraha, parigraha. Okay, so it's hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigraha, or violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and accumulation. Okay, so these are the five sins. So we should always do these five sins, right?
No.
Correct, Arush? So we know these five names, we should do these five sins. Right? Arush?
Yes?
Hello, Arush, are you there? Yeah, so we have now learned the names of five sins, correct? So we
Yes.
should do them, right?
Yes.
Yes, we should do five sins. Okay. Jamin, we should do five sins, right?
We should not do five sins.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, Jamin?
Did you ask me a question?
I am saying that we have now learned the name of five sins we learned, right? We just learned. So why did we learn them? Because we should do them on a regular basis, right?
Because we shouldn't do them.
Shouldn't do them. Then why, what is the good of learning the names of five sins then?
Because then we know not to do them.
Oh, okay, so Arush, we learned the five names because we should know. When we are lying, so we should know, no, it's a sin, I should not lie. So we do not have to do these five sins, these are sins. How can we do sins? So we don't have to do these sins. So before I have to know something is bad, I have to know now that it's bad. So we just knew that to lie or to be violent or to speak untruth or to steal somebody's possession, it's really bad. So from today, if I know it's a sin, I should not commit it. Okay? So these, we learn these five names not because we have to do these, because we have to not do these things, right? Okay? Anybody has any other opinion? Like, why falsehood is a sin or why stealing is a sin? It's a sin because it hurts other people. If you say untruth to somebody, you must be saying to save something. Like, you must be having some, you know, wrong intentions in your mind that, okay, if I will say the truth, he might fall, like, prey of the thing. So it happens, we lie. We don't tell things to our parents, we don't tell things to our friends sometimes, or we steal things, or we be violent, we do, you know, we get very angry at our friends, we fight with them, we fight with other children, or we even fight with our parents sometimes, right? So when we now do these, so this is being violent, so we should not do this, because this is what? This is a sin. So who will tell me the names of four passions? Char Kashai, Arjun, Char Kashai, four passions.
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh.
Yeah, if you tell me in English, it will do. What do we call them in English?
Anger, pride, fraud,
yeah,
and greed.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Arush, four passions. Which are the four kashayas or passion? Any language as long as you remember what does it mean in that language. If you say krodh and you don't know what krodh means, then there is no meaning like why you have learned in that language. Okay, so we should always know the meaning of the things we speak. Okay. Yeah, Arush, four kashay or four passions.
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh. Krodh means anger, Man means pride.
Okay.
Means fraud, Lobh means greed.
Okay, Man means fraud, right?
Hi.
Hello? Man means fraud? Pride, okay. Maya is fraud. Okay, fine. So we all remember the names of these four passions, okay? Fine. So now, we learned that we should not do five sins and we said it to Jinendra Bhagwan in the Dev Stuti. Oh dear Bhagwan, may we be kind to all souls means may we not be violent, may we not ever try or practice the falsehood, Maybe never do stealing, and maybe always bear the right intentions. Maybe always practice the celibacy. Okay? Now what you said, and then let our pride and greed not get raised. So maybe not accumulating, or maybe not increase our wantings, or, you know, I desire to have many things at a time. So what do? We just be satisfied with whatever is available to us. Because this is the key to be happy. See, Arjun, according to you, how many dollars will make you happy? 10 million, 1 billion, 10 billion. What is the, like, a benchmark? Okay, so this is the level. I want to earn this much and I'll be happy. Arjun.
I don't know. I don't know how much money in the world would make me happy.
No, but what do you think? Okay, this should be enough. And if I have this much, I am fine with it. I'll stop earning after this. Like Bill Gates earned way too much, but he didn't stop. Then we have Warren Buffett. He's still earning. So we have so many people. They didn't stop earn, but they are the richest person on earth. So I'm just saying that what is the limit for you that money can make you happy?
5 million.
5 million will make you happy. What are you talking? Per year or for the whole life? Like 5 million if you touched, that's it? You'll stop earning?
Whole life.
Your whole life. I'm just saying that to live the whole life, how much do you need? You know what happens? There are people who have like very good paying jobs, okay? And they still each day fight for the promotion or for the increment in their jobs, in their money, in their salaries, okay? And there are some people who get so little, like in talking terms of dollars, so they'll be getting like, say, $10 a day. That is even good, right? So they get very little, okay? But they remain satisfied in that. So they work less, they come home early, they spend time with their families, and they do not, desire for more money. So I'm just saying that the person who is earning more than him and still fighting for an increment or salary, and the person who is getting very little but is very happy with whatever he has got. In what do you think, while we compare these both, who is more happy? According to you, who is more happy?
Who is more happy? Wait, what's the question?
Anybody can speak. We have... Yeah, the question is, I repeat again, we have two person, okay? There is this person who earns a very well, like, okay, we'll say who earns a... how much is a good pay according to you? $2 million a year he earns, okay, fine. $2 million a year is too much. Even then, okay, he earns this much, okay? And the other person, he, in a year, he earns only $10,000, that's it, okay? But this person who is earning $2 million, he always tries for increment, or next year I'll be earning $3 million or $4 million. I have to raise my this salary thing, okay? And this person who is earning only 10,000, he's very happy. He doesn't want an increment. He work less because with this pay he has to work very less, and he spends time with his family, and he does whatever he wants to. Okay. So according to you, who is more richer and who is more happy? So two, money wise, who is more rich? Hello. Hello, who is more rich money-wise? The person who earns $1 million a year or the person who earns 10,000?
The guy making $1 million a year
Hello.
Is more rich.
Yeah.
the person.
Yeah, he's more rich. But according to you, who is happy? Who is happy amongst these two? Yeah.
The person.
No. Who is more happy amongst these two? Yeah. Say Jamin. What?
The person who has $10,000, he's happy.
He is happy. Why is he happy? He is only 10,000. He has 2 million. So what is making him happy?
Because he gets to spend more time with his family.
Yeah, but what? But he doesn't have the money, no? He doesn't have more money. So see, what is making him happy is he is satisfied with what he gets. That's why he's happy. The other person is getting enough. He's getting a million a year. That is enough. But what's wrong with him is he is expecting something more than what he's receiving. So if he's receiving a million, he's expecting for 2 millions. So he'll work for other million. Okay? See, I'll tell you what happens. Okay, I'll tell you one more story and then we'll go to... Today is a teacher, Mr. Jamin, right?
Yeah.
Okay? See, why I'm spending time too much on these lines is because these are very important to live our life. And whenever we get to the temple, what should think of, okay? So this being satisfied with whatever we get, it should be the, you know, the mantra of our lives, because it will make us way far happy than others who are not satisfied. So we today we'll try to make one rule that what is wrong. I'll tell you one funny story, okay? Even if it doesn't sound funny, please laugh at my end, but it's very, very, very much good story for us. Okay, what happens? There is one king in the town, okay? He's the king, so he's very rich. But, you know, he was very tensed, okay? His family is very good. He has, you know, everyone doing, but he's not happy. Why? Because, I don't know, he's very sad. He doesn't remain happy. So one day he was on a walk, okay? On his town. So he was like going around the all his towns and visiting around the shops. So like, while returning to his, you know, kingdom, to his fortress, what does he see? He sees a small, very small home of a farmer, okay, farmer. And that farmer, he was lying and he was singing and he was very happy, okay? He was wearing very torn clothes. His home was very much, you know, shattered type. It was very old, very weak. His family were also sitting with wearing torn clothes. But they all were sitting and singing and they were very happy. The farmer, his wife, and their children, okay? So they were all singing and just eating and having a good time. The king gets very amazed. How I, being the king of this kingdom, not happy, and I do not spend, I never see such a smile on my face. I never get to see such a smile on my face, ever. And I never get this feeling of music and spending time with this family. I am the king of this kingdom. But how come this other person who doesn't have even the good clothes to wear, he's sounding so happy? How is it possible? So this king gets too much confused and too much, you know, tense that what is it that I'm not owning and what is it making me unhappy? So he gets back to his kingdom, to its palace, and he approaches his minister, okay, his mantri, his consultant. So now, Mandi said, oh dear lord, okay, I guess this person has not been made the member of the 99 club. Which club? Hello?
99 club?
Is anybody listening? Hello?
Yes?
Is my voice clear? Okay, so what minister suggested to the king, dear lord, you're correct, he might sound so happy because he is not yet the member of 99 club. So the king said, what is 99 club? So minister says, you just wait and watch what we will do to that farmer. So now what does this minister do? During the night, he goes in front of his home, his shattering home. And what does he do? He puts a package of the 99 coins and he leaves it outside the veranda of the farmer, okay? A bag of with 99 gold coins, okay? In earlier days, we do not have these plastic monies or these dollars or these cents. We used to have, silver and gold coins as a money. And the people used to trade with those coins and money, okay? So those were the money. So what did minister do? He left a packet of 99 gold coins. Now, sun rises and this person does his usual activities when he comes out of his home. And what does he see is in his veranda there is a packet. So he opens the packet. So he sees golden coins. So he's very amazed and happy. So he starts counting. He starts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 99. 99, he calls his family, he's very happy, oh, we got gold coins. So now, again, he recounts it, how can it be 99? So he again recounts it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, again it comes to 99. So he gets very confused. Who would need 99 coins? These should be 100. So he gets very tensed. So I should search for another coin. So he search all the road, all the veranda. What if it fell down here and there? So he keeps searching for that one coin. Till the evening, he doesn't get the one coin. So now he's very tensed, okay? So he talks with his wife. He talks to his wife that, see, we have got 99 coins and one must have been lost, okay? But even then, we have got 99 coins. So I think we should make it perfect 100. So from tomorrow, I am going to work for additional one golden coin. Okay? So we are going to have to work really hard. Okay? So now from the day after, he starts working very hard. So now the king revisits again. Okay? So he was taking the visit and while he was returning. So now what does he see? That the whole family which was singing at that day, where they were having happy times together at that day, they all are working, the kids, the farmer, everybody was working, everybody was so tensed. So the king is again very confused what is happening, what the minister has done to these. So now king approaches minister and says, the minister says, see king, there is this thing called satisfaction. Every person has some kind of, predetermined expectation in his mind. Like if you give somebody 99 bucks, he must be expecting 100. And if he gets 199, so he always tries to make it 100. He never utilizes the remaining 99. The same thing that farmer did. He did not utilize the 99 golden coins, but he fought and he became sad. He put his all efforts for that extra one golden coin. So he chose one in place of 99 which were available. So this is how this satisfaction thing works. And therefore, king, if you want to be happy, you better be happy in whatever you have available. If you'll be happy for what is not in existence, you will never be able to get satisfied. This is the story of that farmer, which is a practical example for you, king. So now it's a choice on you that you want to be happy, you remain content, or you remain satisfied. Otherwise, like that poor person who still got 99 coins and he wants to get rich, he can get rich right now. He's not getting rich, he's just working and fighting for that another single coin. Right? So this is the same story for that millionaire or somebody, anybody. They have earned so much, now they want more. I'll have a turnover of more than last year. So they keep benchmarks for themselves and they get, dissatisfied if they do not get such money. And if they get happy, but they have now again higher standards. So what is more important in our life? To be satisfied with whatever available. If we are not satisfied with whatever available to us, we will never ever be able to, or, you know, to make use or to enjoy what the available is. We'll always be thinking about what is not available. And what is not available, how can you enjoy that? So you lost enjoying this, and you're not able to enjoy that as well. Which is not available, you cannot enjoy that. And which is available, you did not enjoy. So, in a summary, you made a fool of yourself. You had 99 coins, you didn't spend them for your good. You had not a single additional coin, you spent your whole life to earn that coin. So what the use of 99 coins then? They are in no use for you, right? So what is more important in your life? To remain content in whatever we get, okay? So make this a ground rule, okay? See, don't do this in school exams, okay? If I got B grade and I'll tell my parents, I am content, I am satisfied with B grade. Don't tell me to get me A grade. So no, not that, okay? Not that. We should always try to strive for education, because education is something which makes us something, okay? But when it comes to materialistic things, we should not be dissatisfied at all times. Because satisfaction is the key. There is no benchmark that if I earn 3 million or 5 million, I'll be happy. There is just, if even I get 10,000 a year, if I am satisfied, I am happy. And if I'm not, nobody on this earth can make me happy then. Okay? Fine, the story is over. You understood what satisfaction network, why is it important? Because it is the mantra of being happy. Okay? Done? Okay, so now I guess we should move to today's revision. Mr. Jaimin will teach us. Okay, Jaimin, you take the lead, okay?
Okay.
Start.
My topic is G's and Ajis. First off, the soul is the one which has the knowledge attribute. The matter part of an object isn't living, so it has no knowledge attribute. The matter is different from us, the soul. Who am I? I am G's. I have knowledge attribute. I know by this knowledge attribute, the body is Ajiv. It doesn't have the knowledge attribute. It doesn't know anything. Body is non-living. There is no happiness in the body. The body and we are different from each other. Then I have questions. Does anybody have any questions?
Jaimin?
Yes?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear what you said because I actually had to go to the restroom and I accidentally disconnected from the call, so I couldn't hear what you said. Could you please repeat it for me?
Okay. My topic is Jeev and Ajeev. First off, the soul is the one which has the knowledge attribute. The matter part of an object isn't living, so it has no knowledge attribute. The matter is different from us, the soul. Who am I? I am Jeev. I have knowledge attribute. I know by this knowledge attribute. The body is Ajeev. It doesn't have the knowledge attribute. It doesn't know anything. The body is non-living. There is no happiness in the body. The body and we are different from each other. Does anybody else have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. My first question is for Arush. Who are you?
I am Jeev. I have knowledge attribute.
Good job.
I know about it.
The next question is for Dia. What attribute do you have?
Gyan Gun.
Correct. The next one is for Natasha. How much does the body know?
The body does not know anything because it doesn't have knowledge attributes.
Good job. The next one is for Arjun. It's true or false. The body is living.
No, the body is not living, actually.
Good job. The next one is for Anubhavji. It's a true or false. The body has the knowledge attribute.
The body has what?
The knowledge attribute.
Hello?
The body has
False.
Correct. The next one is for Arush. If you are a Jeev, what is an animal?
Animal is...
If you're a Jeev, what is an animal? Is it Jeev or a Jeev?
The animal is Jeev.
Correct. The next one is for Dia. If you get hurt, who cries, the body or the soul?
Can you please repeat it?
If you get hurt, who cries, the body or the soul?
Body.
Good job. The next one is for Natasha. How is the body different from you?
Okay, so first of all, the body is non-living, so the body does not have knowledge attribute, whereas I am a Jeev and I have the knowledge attribute.
Yeah. The next one is for Arjun. What is the body, Jeev or Ajeev?
It is Ajeev, meaning non-living.
Very good. The last question is for Anubhavji. Matter is different from us, true or false? Hello?
Hello, yeah, Jamin, can you repeat the question again, I guess? Anubhavji has got disconnected.
It's a true or false. Matter is different from us.
Hello. So sorry, Arush, what was the question? Jamin, sorry. Jamin, what was the question?
It's a true or false. Matter is different from us.
Yeah, true. Matter is different from us.
Any
Correct.
Questions?
Yeah, I had one. Okay, Jamin, the elephant is a Jeev or a Jeev?
Elephant is a Do you mean the
You got my question, Jaimin?
Do you mean the soul part?
Wait, I mean the whole I mean the whole part of the elephant. So if I ask you, elephant is Jeev or a Jeev, so what is it?
A Jeev.
How elephant is a Jeev?
The elephant's body is a Jeev, but its soul is Jeev.
Excellent. So this is the complete answer, okay? If I ask about ant or if I ask about Anubhav, so Anubhav's body is a Jeev, non-living, and Anubhav's soul is Jeev. The same way every animal, every human being, every dev, every narki. So everybody's body is a Jeev, but soul is always Jeev. Very good. Achha, second thing I wanted to ask, anybody can answer. Discriminative signs will tell me.
This is Arjun. Can I answer it?
Wait, who else can answer it? I'm not asking for answer. I just want to know who know what discriminative signs is. Discriminative signs. Yeah, question is, what do we mean by discriminative signs? Just tell me if you know the answer, yes or no. Dia, you know the answer?
Yes. Yes, I know the answer.
Yes or no? Yeah, you know. Very good. Natasha, you remember?
Sorry,
Natasha?
Question?
Aruj? The question is, discriminative signs. What is discriminative signs? Doing what? Yeah, please. I just want if you know the answer. Okay, Arush, you know the answer? Arush? Yes or no? Hello? You know what is discriminative sign? Okay, it's fine. Jaimin, you know?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So, Arjun, tell us, what is it?
Is that a question towards me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear who you directed.
Arjun, you tell us, what is discriminative signs?
Isn't it you knowing that you are soul, not body?
Yeah, so something like, so it's knowing just that you're soul, not body, or it's like something or some more particular thing. Correct, you're correct, but can you more like say what exactly discriminate, why is it a science?
That part,
okay,
I forget.
Then what do you know about discriminative signs? Yeah, it's okay, Arjun, you're right. Yeah, Jaimin, what do we...
Huh?
Yeah, can you tell us about discriminative signs?
It's that the body is living and the soul isn't living. I mean, the soul is living and the body isn't living.
Okay. Natasha, can you explain us? Very good, Jaimin, it's correct. Yeah, Natasha, what is it?
I don't remember what it is. All I remember is, that discriminative science means bhed gyan. Unfortunately.
Yeah, so bhed gyan, okay. So bhed gyan, fine, excellent. Dia, can you tell us what do we mean by discriminative?
Mean my big John that we differentiate by soul and...
Yeah, to differentiate a soul from others. So discriminative science is to discriminate other things in front of your soul. So I'm not this body. I'm not this thing. I'm not this. So by this, you are actually saying that I am only the soul. Whatever I believe that, this body is me, no, this is not me. So to practice that what I am is known as discriminative science or Vigyan. We differentiate. What do we think? We treat ourselves like I am this body, right? Don't we? We do. We treat like, oh, I'm looking good today. So looking at what? Looking at the mirror. So I'm looking at the body and I'm thinking I'm looking good. So now discriminative science is to differentiate our soul, means ourselves, from the body and the other things. Okay? So this is what, so when we say I am Jeev, Shareer is a Jeev. I have knowledge, Shareer doesn't have knowledge. And I know, Shari doesn't know. So this kind of methodology is known as discriminative science. We learned it in this chapter, okay? And on the slide number 7 of this chapter, it is written, Jaimin, discriminative science, that is Bhed Gyan. And then this thing you read, Jaimin, but you didn't put the name of discriminative science, that's why I told you. Well done, Jaimin, very good. Okay, Sachinji, any inputs?
Thanks, Jamie. It was really good. Though one question I have, just for, you know, to get better understanding, when you differentiate between Jeev and Ajeev, that is differentiating our body and soul. So, like, when you do day-to-day work, right, like getting up in the morning, going to school, who is doing all this work? Is it your body which is doing, or are you performing the work of your body?
The body is doing it.
The body is doing it?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay. So who is performing the work of the body?
The soul.
The soul is doing the work of the body?
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, my question was basically when we do the work, right, day-to-day work or whatever activities, is it like we are performing body, or how is it?
The soul is control. The body does it.
The body does it. So the soul is different from our body, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Jaimin, you are saying the soul controls it and body does it, right?
No.
So, how is it? The body?
Body controls the soul?
Body controls the soul, and soul... Okay, who will answer this question? The work of this body, that we get up early in the morning, we do things. So, who does these all things, body or soul? Who will tell us?
I will.
Wait, yeah. Anybody else?
I can.
Okay, Natasha. Arjun, Arush. The question you all got, that all these activities being done by body. Yeah.
I'm not
sure
of the answer.
Okay, fine. Okay, Dia, tell us.
I bought body perform.
So who controls it bad? Who orders body to do it?
No one orders body to do it.
No one orders to do it. So if I'll say, I'll tell body to pick this book up, so body won't pick it up?
No.
Are you able to just picking up? See, I am saying I want to lift this book up and I am uplifting it. So who is doing this work? I wanted to put this book in my hand. Now this book is in my hand. So now I want it and I have. So how the body didn't do what I wanted?
Nobody's doing it.
See, very good. Body doesn't take orders. Why? Because body does not have knowledge. So even if you give it orders, it won't understand because it doesn't translate into knowledge. So nobody does it. It's body on its own. It just that we confuse what body does with what we think to do it. So it's just that whenever we think about things to be done, sometimes so happens that body also does those things. So we think, oh, I did it. But it's not. Body is independently doing its work and we are independently doing our work of knowledge. Okay? So nobody orders body because body doesn't have knowledge to take your orders. So if it had knowledge, it could have taken orders. But it doesn't have knowledge. So it just works on its own. It performs on its own. We just do the knowledge work and body does just do the work of the body. Jeev doesn't do the body's work. Body doesn't do the Jeev's work. Okay, are we clear?
Yes.
Hello. Acha.
Yes.
Anybody of you know yawning? We yawn, right? We yawn. Sometimes when we get bored, we yawn. We all yawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y-A-W-N, I don't know how to pronounce it. Right now you all get, whenever we get bored, we just open our mouth in the broadest way. So we yawn, right? Right? Hello? Correct, Arjun?
Yeah, we all yawn.
Say yes or no, at least I don't, okay. Yeah, right, na? So, like, you want to yawn or it just happens? So if teacher is teaching you, so you want to yawn to insult her? Okay, now I'll yawn and insult the teacher. Or it just comes to you? Huh?
It just
Say.
Comes to you?
You can you control it? Okay, if I say I'll not yawn at this hour, so is it that necessarily that you will not yawn if you get, even if you get bored? Is it under your control? Sometimes you're sitting in a very strict, in front of the very strict teacher and he's boring you. So he's teaching a very boring lesson. So even in front of that teacher you are afraid of, you might yawn, right? Because it's not under your control. So why it's not under control? If you control the body, you should control that. But that proves that I cannot control the body. Body works on its own. Okay? So whenever the things happen, it's the same way when we sneeze, when we get cold, so we do akshi, akshi, akshi. So, right, we sneeze, right? So how is it happening? I do not want to sneeze, but body is itself doing it. So it's all the work of the body, it's controlled by the body, and it's done by the body. I just know that work. Other than knowledge, I don't do anything else in the body. Okay? Is it clear now, practically clear? Yawn is not in our control. How our our hairs will look like when we play something, so... Can we control our hairs that they should not move, they should not go up and down? Our hairstyle should not change. Can we control that? We cannot control that. Right? Sometimes when you happen to listen to somebody or when you explain things to somebody, your hands automatically starts moving in the explanation direction. You do not order, okay, I'll move my hands like this when I'll be explaining. But they automatically do. So if you were ordering, you should have thought of doing so. But they're automatically happening. So this proves that we do not do the work of the body. It works on its own. So this is called discriminative science, that I do not think that, oh, I did this. I just think I know this. So I am the doer of the knowledge and nothing else. And rest is done by body. Okay, so this is known as discriminative science. Is it clear to us all? Okay, so Jaimin, soul doesn't control body, soul doesn't perform the work of the body. Body controls itself, performs the work of itself. So it's all out of our control to reach body, then what does it do? Okay? Clear? Any questions to anybody? Hello?
No.
Right, so we have to
now no question.
Kar mantra. Tirthankar and Bhagwan we have revised, Ramukara Mantra we have revised, and which other chapter we have revised till now? That's it, two chapters only. Natasha India did Ramukara Mantra, and Arush did Tirthankar and Bhagwan. And today we revised Jeev and Ajeev. So we are left with Dev Darshan. Right? So Arjun, which chapter will you be picking up? We have Dev Darshan and we have some poems, one poem as well.
I just realized I have my other class next week, but I'll do Dev Darshan.
Okay. So fine, if you have class, you'll have to leave earlier, you'll come late. What is it?
I believe I'll come late, but I'll send Sachinji an email during the week just to confirm.
Okay, fine. Okay, so next time you are going to do it. And now the main part of our poem, this poem, Dev Stuti, the main part is now over. Now we should not take much time to complete it, okay? So now we'll conclude today's session. It's already time. So we'll open that. My pure soul is my name.
My introduction.
You have been open that. And we'll sing it and we'll conclude. Yeah, my introduction, right, my introduction. Okay. Everybody opened?
Yeah,
Okay, so we'll sing together, okay? So the way we always do, okay? And then we'll conclude. Okay. We'll start. Together all, okay?
My name, knowing the Lord.
Is my fame, the salvation is my hope.
Filled with
is my own throne.
No.
ripping.
Yeah, yeah, it's done. Sorry, I dropped out. Okay.
Yeah, it's done, Anubhuti.
Fine. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. We have to learn this poem, okay? And whoever will be... who is going to be first to sing this poem for me without looking at it? Anybody? Learn it and I might end up giving you some gifts for that, okay? So we have to learn two poems this session, this one and the Devstuti, okay?
Okay.
Fine. Thank you so much.
Jai Jirendra.
Jai Jirendra.